place of safety, escape from oppression, from climate change-induced degradation or economic poverty to try to make their contribution to the world. Don't treat them as enemies, treat them as fellow human beings and citizens of this planet who deserve our support, our sympathy and our understanding. But recognise, as many of us did when we marched in 2003 in Hyde Park, that going to war has consequences. Consequences for the soldiers who die, who we remember this week from the commemoration of what happened on D-Day. The consequences live on in the disability, the mental health stress, the dislocation, and the flows of desperate refugees. The wars in Afghanistan and Iraq and Syria are feeding this desperate refugee flow. I want to work with every government across the planet to bring about a peaceful world where we don't solve our problems by going to war. We solve our problems by an understanding of history and how those conflicts came about. That is the intelligent message of peace that I believe we're giving here today in this marvellous demonstration here in Whitehall. And there's one other thing I want to say, and it's this. 3 weeks ago in Parliament, it was my privilege and pride to introduce, sadly, a very necessary resolution. A resolution that the British Parliament should declare there is a climate and environmental emergency across the whole planet. I'm proud to say that it was not opposed, therefore it was carried, and that is the decision of the British Parliament. But passing a motion like that is only part of it. If we are to protect the natural world and environment on which we all depend, then actions have to be taken. A world dedicated to personal profit and greed, to mass exploitation and the most intensive forms of farming destroys the natural world bit by bit by bit that we all rely on. 60% of wildlife has been lost in this country in the past 40 years, and it's getting faster and getting worse. The problems are galloping all around the world. The Paris Climate Change Accord was the product not just of the brilliance of some of the people that were there negotiating it, but in reality, it was the product of decades and decades of environmental campaigners pointing out there have to be limits to how much you destroy the planet. Never forget, protest and activism eventually leads to change. And so, I want to live in a world that survives. I want to live in a world that thrives. You do that by respecting the natural world. You do that by respecting each other. You do that by recognising that we learn from each other's history. So I say to our visitors that have arrived this week, think on, please, about a world that is one of peace and disarmament, is one of recognising the values of all people, is a world that defeats racism, defeats misogyny, defeats the religious hatreds that are being fuelled by the far right in politics, in Britain, in Europe and the United States. They have no answers, no answers to young people growing up worried about their future, no answers to communities that have lost their industries. No answers for the people that are desperate in all parts of the world to get somewhere to live. No answers to those people that are desperate to get the medical help and support that they need. No answers to those going through a mental health crisis of any sort all over the world. Do you know what? Together we can make a big difference. Together we can change this world. Together we can bring about that peace and justice. And by our demonstration here today, we've shown just how determined we, all of us, are to achieve that better place and that better world. Thank you for being here today for peace, for justice and disarmament.
Live from London there, you were listening to Jeremy Corbyn, the opposition Labour leader, in a very emotional speech there, especially towards the end. This happening on a day where the